Since his inauguration as President of the United States, Donald Trump has never stopped being controversial, especially on issues regarding America's relationship with the rest of the world. Prior to the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Morocco last year, Mr. Trump was criticized by the international community for threatening to pull out of the Paris Climate Agreement after describing it as a hoax. Last month, he made good his promise by withdrawing the United States from the widely acceptable Global Climate Treaty, which was the product of Climate Change Conference in Paris, France, popularly known as COP21. According to Professor Alonge, who was part of the negotiators of the Paris document, Nigerians should give total support to government because of the importance of the agreement in securing the lives of the masses. The environmentalist said it was unfortunate that President Trump did not think twice before jettisoning the climate change agreement, which came to force after sleepless nights and hard work by respectable personalities globally, including negotiators from the US who were happy with the document.
Many of us negotiators spent sleepless nights in Paris coming up with the Paris Climate Agreement. For the US now to say they are backing out is quite unfortunate, but we are glad to note that one of the billionaires in the United States has already called the bluff of Trump. Mr. Bloomberg has promised to put in $15 million. Nigerians should give support to our government because it Paris climate change is useful to our lives, it's useful to us.
Professor Longe commended American people who remain committed to the agreement despite the decision of their president. In an interview, the head of Department of Zoology and Environmental Biology, Lagos State University, Dr. Abiodun Denloye, expressed optimism that the world still had time to meet the recommendations of the Paris Agreement, provided there is unity.
The Paris Agreement is going to come into force in the next 3 years, in 2020. US pulling out now, it gives some ample time for many countries who are either dependent or independent of the US to adjust themselves and re-strategize.
Many countries have already pledged to carry on with the agreement, whether or not the US is a partner. The 2015 Paris Agreement, entered by 195 nations, aims at limiting greenhouse gas emissions in order to prevent global temperatures from rising more than 2 degrees Celsius above pre-industrial levels. Innocent Ono for Radio Nigeria.